I'm Senior Airman Rhea Feltner on this edition of the AFN Avionner Report. Five agents of change and Operation Christmas Drop. Change within the Air Force fosters adaptability, enabling airmen to respond effectively to evolving threats and challenges. It drives innovation, leading to advancements in technology, strategy, and training methods, enhancing operational capabilities. Embracing change cultivates resilience, allowing our force to stay agile and maintain a competitive edge in an ever-changing global landscape.
The Accelerate Change or Lose Doctrine, introduced by General Charles Q. Brown, emphasizes an approach that incorporates five key elements crucial for fostering change: mission command, force generation, agile combat employment, applying the ACE staff construct, and the multi-capable airman concept. Colonel Joseph Stengel, 31st Maintenance Group Commander, shares how applying these concepts and investing in Aviano's airmen is an investment in our force's future.
The airmen, the senior airmen, and the staff sergeants, the A1Cs, and the one stripers of today will be the chief master sergeants that are sitting in these seats operating this Air Force in 2030 and 2040. Subsequently, our company grade officers will be our commanders that are driving this. So taking responsibility for this change and helping to shape it, I think, is the right thing to do.
Stengel adds that to truly drive this change in a successful manner, members of Wyvern Nation must be willing to recognize how to implement the five agents of change within themselves and their respective mission scope. I'm Airman First Class Brandon Nelson, AFN News.
Operation Christmas Drop. With your Air Force news, I'm Staff Sergeant Stephanie Barge. Pacific Air Force's airmen and partner nations are preparing essential supplies for this year's Operation Christmas Drop beginning December 3rd. The annual humanitarian mission dates back to 1952 and delivers non-perishable food, fishing supplies, school books, and toys to children located on remote islands across the Pacific. The multinational operation also offers an exercise on interoperability for future real-world humanitarian assistance and disaster relief missions. The airdrop utilizes readily available resources for supply pallets and repurposed parachutes dropped at lower altitudes to reduce costs and improve accuracy. Colonel Andrew Roden, 374th Airlift Wing Commander, says the work done for Operation Christmas Drop represents the cooperation and trust between the U.S. and allies across the entire Indo-Pacific region. That's today's Air Force News.
That's the AFN Avionner Report. I'm Senior Airman Rhea Feltner. We'll be right back.